BadgerCast number 32.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
Hello and welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie.
And welcome to all of our new listeners, and also any of you who decided to come back. Good morning! Good morning!
I'm not awake yet.
Good morning!
Stop.
And what time did you get home last night?
Well, the operative word would be this morning.
Yeah, all right, this morning.
After two.
After two. Okay, you. For those of you who are wondering, you worked last night.
I'm in the middle of a three-day stretch. I work again tonight.
Okay.
And I am reminded that it is March 1st, and I'm silently quaking here because we have so much to do in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
And it's kind of like, holy shit. We got to get this stuff done and planned out
and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So should we just rush right into the Trek to Vancouver segment?
Sure.
All right. All right. The Trek to Vancouver.
Yes. What would you like to know?
Well, where are we in the grand scheme of things?
Well,
we have the passports right behind me.
We have the passports. We have tickets. I am finalizing a rental car today. And
we have to find a place to stay in Seattle.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm thinking about today, as to do we stay in Seattle or do we stay a little farther south with what our plans are for meeting up with Firefighter Cindy and Randy and possibly Andy and whoever else may be around.
Well, that kind of presupposes what we're doing and when, doesn't it?
That presupposes... contingent. I'm not awake. Stop. That's pretty much what... They also have a plan. I'm waiting to hear back from Cindy and... You know, get all those little final things done. We are going to be doing something. I was listening to not the latest Two Guys, One Brain, but maybe the one or two before that. And I know that she's taken vacation time for that Saturday. And they have poker night that night. So it's just, you know, those little fine-tuning things.
Ah, okay. So
we will be doing something.
Something in Southern Washington.
Huh? Southern?
Isn't Vancouver, Washington, in the southern part of the state?
I think my husband needs to get out a map.
What did I say wrong?
It's not in the southern part of Washington. It's near Vancouver, dear. So it's in the what?
No. The two guys...
Oh, you're talking Vancouver, Washington.
...are in Vancouver, Washington, which I thought was in the southern part of the state.
I'm thinking they were somewhere else, but we won't get into that.
All right.
Anyway, those plans are still being laid.
Up in the air.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the itinerary for the kids who have picked out various things in and around Vancouver.
Okay.
Some of which they're not so hot to see when they see mom's list of things to do.
I think we'll have a lot to do in very little time.
Yes.
Because we'll have Manager John and Charlene. We'll get together with them, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And Lorna.
And Lorna. And maybe even meet Lorna's significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, spend some time with Rod and Crystal and family.
We'll be spending a lot of time
with them.
Yeah.
Maybe get to see some of the... cool Olympic venues.
That would be nice if some of that stuff is still up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things I saw was on one of the commercials for BC was the bridge.
The suspension bridge?
Yeah.
Capilano?
Yes.
Did you happen to check out our second son's response to that?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
He's like, I'm not walking on that. That's not safe.
It's probably safer than walking to school. But maybe he's got a thing.
230 feet above the river, if I remember correctly.
He's got a thing with hikes. He doesn't even like going up the ladder.
Oh, well.
So we'll see what happens.
That's on the list.
It's on the list. Okay, awesome. So, yes, lots to do and a little time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's 4 weeks away.
You know, the thing is, though, we should probably consider getting up to the Canadian border, like, in the morning, a weekday morning.
What brings this up? Because we were going up on Monday.
Okay. Well, earlier the better.
You haven't been paying attention to the itinerary.
Well, it's not been published yet officially.
But and why do you bring up going up early in the morning?
Because that's when it's the least amount of waiting time at the border.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I've been figuring out, and some of the questions from the kids is like, well, what can we bring into Canada?
Oh, did they do my little homework assignment yesterday?
No.
Have done the homework assignment.
No, what can we bring into Canada? Well, I said pretty much anything you want, as long as it's not food or liquor or pets.
And they responded.
Oh, okay. Ben and I had a discussion about guns.
There's none in this house. There won't be any going with
us. Right. It's like, well, you can't bring guns to Canada. And I said, well, maybe you can because... you know, people go hunting in Canada. But, you know, we had our discussion about, you know, what the proper procedure is, at least in the state of Wisconsin, for transporting a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be unloaded in a case. The ammo has to be separate from...
should have known some of this. He did take hunter safety.
That's what I quizzed him on. The proper... So I would assume that if you are going hunting in Canada, you could take your gun, provided it was properly stored. I don't know if that's incorrect. Let me know. That's all I had to say about the Canadian border. Although I did look on Google Earth.
Okay.
And there's this nice little on I-5, which I think is the furthest west border crossing. It's right along the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There's a park called where the interstate ends and it goes into a Canadian highway.
Mm-hmm.
The Arch of Peace. And it's right at the border. So it's kind of cool to see. Maybe we'll see it when we go past. Maybe we won't.
I don't know. I haven't plotted out my drive yet.
Yeah. But what I did notice is that when I looked at Google Earth, the Canadian border crossings didn't look very secure. Not like I see the Mexican border crossings.
Well, let me think. Do we have people surreptitiously getting across the border in the middle of the night from Canada to the U.S.?
No, but I think maybe the other way around. People escaping to Canada.
Uh-huh. I got to pause right now.
We're back.
Yes, thank you for the pause.
Okay.
Where were we?
I think we were finishing up with the trek to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I haven't planned out the route yet.
Okay.
I mean, I know where I'm going, all that. I haven't plugged it into MapQuest or whatever. Just kind of see what my options are.
Okay.
But this place that you were talking about sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know where we were. We were at the border crossings.
Yes, I looked and there are a couple of border crossings on the Washington State map. And I looked at one on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little small town. And all you could tell the difference between the U.S. and Canada was that there was a double line in the road. So
That's all that denoted a crossing?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody there?
At least not there. I mean, there may have been somewhere else off of the picture, but...
Okay.
But it looked like just a normal intersection. So, I don't know. Maybe there are certain parts of the Canadian border that you can just walk across.
I don't know. I haven't looked that far.
What's next? What have you been up to? Before I go into my long tirade about life.
Huh. What have I been up to? Work? Home? Biking? I've been on the trainer a lot.
Yes, you have.
I want spring badly. I'm looking out the window and there's snow and it's cold.
Well, I was outside today and you have not. Well, you were outside before the sun rose.
Yes.
And believe it or not, March is coming in like a lamb. It was, although there's snow out there, it's kind of got that feeling of a bit of warmth.
There's hope.
There's hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how that first day of spring when you were in college,
mm-hmm.
where it was just warm enough not to wear a jacket?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to get there.
You do, huh?
Now, knowing that, you know, March could go out with a 15-inch snowfall.
This is true. Because 20 years ago in May, we had a huge blizzard.
Was it a blizzard or just a huge snowfall?
In the middle of May, when you get more than, what was it, 7 to 10 inches of snow, I call it a blizzard.
Yeah, I do remember, and we've probably talked about this before, but I do remember shoveling the snow, wondering, I'm getting married in a month.
No, you're getting married in 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Maybe three.
And I'm like, this is not good.
Mm-mm. No.
So...
No, I've just been slowly plodding along with work and house and trying to put travel plans together when I'm not working. I started a new knitting project, which is going to take more than I thought.
Ah. And you've also got some of the other kids involved in the knitting project.
Well, Josh is doing the same project I am. It's huge. It's harder for him to concentrate on it because instead of knitting a round needles, which he's never done before.
Oh, okay.
And for somebody who doesn't, 400 stitches and sitting down, I mean, if you're sitting and knitting one complete row at a fair clip, you know, concentrating on nothing else, takes you probably 20 to 30 minutes to do a row. Whereas before, in 20 to 30 minutes, he could do several rows.
Ah, okay.
So it's a daunting project. He's doing very well at it.
When he does it.
When he does it, but it's going to take a lot longer than he thought.
Okay.
And we're doing multiple colors, so.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, where's this for taking us?
You notice where I had to move the yarn.
Yes.
Yes. And I was sitting here with the number two son.
Uh-huh.
And he's going, that's a lot of yarn.
And I'm going to need more.
Well, don't tell him that.
Why?
Because he's going, how much did that yarn cost? I go, I don't know. Let's look. And I look at the skeins. They were like $3 a piece. So you had six of them out, so, or five of them out on the table. So I guess, okay, three times five is 15. So it's basically a hat. I was like, oh.
You're wrong.
What? It was $3. I looked at the skein.
That's not how much we spent.
Well, I didn't know that, but you probably got it on sale.
We spent more than that.
No, he didn't see the other skeins in the bag. I'm just using the sample six on the table.
Okay.
And he goes, how much is that? It's about $15. Oh. That's about a hat. Yeah. Now this boy considers his currency is...
Hats.
Hats.
That is what he wants, yes.
He wants every imaginable... college, pro,
football, baseball, basketball,
whatever. Mm-hmm. So his collection is hats. Mm-hmm. So his currency is hats. Everything is in multiples of hats.
But his hats are upwards of $30 to $50.
Some of them. Some of them are 15.
Hmm.
Yeah, some of them are 15.
I think we're entitled to some yarn.
I didn't say you weren't. I just said the man thinks in hats.
So he had no other words of wisdom?
He's like, how come they get that and I don't get a hat? So that's his words of wisdom.
See, my standard comeback lately is save it for the trip.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That leaves me, right?
Pretty much. I don't see anybody else sitting here.
Yeah. Well, on the job front?
Yes.
Still no job.
I noticed.
Yeah. I did have an interview.
I heard about this interview.
Let's just say it was not a good situation.
Didn't sound like it.
It was through a recruiter. They always tend to, you know, present the best of the situation.
If that was their best from what you've told me, they're in serious trouble.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. I'm going to try to be diplomatic. It kind of was a bit. The place was a bit. The job was not what I expected it to be. And really, they were looking for somebody closer. They were really hung up on the commute.
On the distance.
Well, they were looking for somebody basically who would be the backup to the IT manager, which is the only IT staff they had.
Yeah, then that would cause them a bit of a problem if you're not there.
Yes. So it's not like they said no, but it was kind of like one of those mutually, once you talked things out, you both kind of knew that it wasn't going to happen. So, came back home. The other, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, but the other opportunity.
Yes, I'm listening.
I got a call from that recruiter at the end of last week, and sounds like that's still open, but they're not moving very fast on it.
Yeah, for something that they wanted to do, bing, bang, boom, it's been 3 weeks or more.
Now, that's, yeah, that's unfortunately what's going on, but it seems to be the norm rather than the exception.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how, if you remember going back on your job search last year, you know, how quick were your turnarounds?
Oh, for interviews?
Yeah.
Within a week.
If
not, they wanted to do it the next day. Healthcare is a whole different beast.
Yeah. Apparently, you still have enough people or enough places in healthcare that want people. So.
Yes and no. It depends on where you're at, because there are, how should we say, there are changing patterns of, I don't want to say people.
Healthcare?
No. Types of positions are all changing. So, let's see. The best way I can explain that one, we have, at least where I work now, the floors and even our department in the emergency department utilize LPNs. Not many people utilize LPNs these days and haven't for a while. It kind of depends on what model they set up their care delivery system on. So they had been using the LPNs. They are no longer going to be using LPNs as their, I can't say mainstay, because the RN is still kind of like the mainstay of direct patient care, but as an ancillary help along to aid the RN. They are switching over to CNAs solely. So you
now the CNA is the step below the LPN?
Several steps below an LPN in my mind. But so you're losing a vast knowledge base going from an LPN to a CNA. Depending on how long that person has been an LPN, that person if they're older, and I would probably say 40 and above,
mm-hmm.
they probably acted as an RN years and years ago before they made the switch to going to ADN or, before they made the switch to ADN versus BSN nursing. Because LPNs and RNs before that little edict functioned almost in the same vein.
Okay, so basically, is the training for an LPN basically an associate's degree?
No, it's less than an associate's degree.
For an LPN?
Depending on where they went to school.
So
years ago when they were trying to standardize, I don't know if I want to say expectations, but when they wanted to standardize what it meant to be an LPN, what it meant to be an RN, what it meant to be whatever, it became more stringent, in the schooling and stuff like that. I can't speak to all the stuff about LPN right now because I never looked at that. I mean, when I made the choice to go to nursing school, it was associate's degree versus bachelor's degree. I chose my bachelor's. And what?
Okay, so is a RN most of the time a bachelor's degree position?
Depending on the hospital or in the area of the country you're working, yes.
Okay.
If you see ABC RN at work, you're never going to know whether they're an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree because we take the same test. We take the same licensure.
Same boards.
Same boards.
But it's a degree position. You either have a 2 or 4 year degree.
Now, yes.
Yeah.
Not years ago. So you're losing the knowledge base to get back on track here.
Okay, but the CNA is just a
certified nursing assistant.
Okay, so certificate program.
Right. You can walk out of high school, go take a CNA class, get your certificate, and you're done.
Okay.
So you're losing a knowledge base, number one. Of course, this is all money-driven and cost and productivity, blah, blah, blah. So the floors are losing their LPNs, and they're going mainly to the CNAs. Now, our department utilizes LPNs, but they're not hired into an LPN position. They are hired into what we call an emergency room tech position, which... for our area, for our hospital, an ETT has its own definition of what they do. Most of the people in that job or that role are either LPNs or they're paramedics. So you have a nice knowledge base there. We don't know if we're going to be losing those LPNs. We shouldn't, because by definition of their job description, they're not functioning as an LPN. They just happen to be an LPN filling X position.
They could be a paramedic or an EMT.
So we don't think we're going to lose.
You have to be some sort of certification to be a tech?
The way that the place that I work for, an ETT, has a specific... what's the word I want? Qualifications isn't the word I want, but they have to meet X criteria.
Okay.
A, B, and C. You can be this, you could be this, you could be this to fill this position.
Okay.
And then this position, you will be able to do this.
Okay.
Okay?
So is the idea that the LPN kind of is being phased out of existence?
Yeah, but that's been going on for 24 years.
Okay.
Ever since I got out of school. You don't see many of them around. Most people making the decision to go into nursing pick either ADN or BSN.
Okay. Or is it one of those where they become a certified nurse, what is it, CNA first, and then they continue to go on to school to get a BSN?
Some do that.
And then become a registered nurse?
Some do that. There's all kinds of different completion programs out there depending on your level. I mean, there's even different things that I can do now as an RN. I can go to a completion program and I can go from RN to paramedic. I wouldn't have to go start off at square one if I wanted to be a paramedic. But I can use the knowledge base that I have as an RN. And there's a course designed specifically for RNs going towards paramedic. There is a class, you know, associate's degree or LPNs or whatever going to BSN. Okay. Lots of different stuff out there. So there's a changing workforce out there. And now you've got me completely off what we started with.
We were talking about my job prospects.
Yeah, and then you asked me a question, and I don't remember what that question was.
No, it was more of the, how nursing is different. You were saying it's different than the normal job force because, you know.
There's different things out there. So, you know, it depends on what they're looking for, but they're very streamlined. They may know they want X or B, and they have a very good idea of what's out there. I would say on a whole, there's not this huge hiring thing going on because it depends on which way the hospital or facility that you're working at is adapting to the changing economy. So, now I know where I was going with this. When I got hired, they were looking for specific nurses for specific positions. They weren't overall looking for a bunch of new nurses.
Okay.
But at the same time, granted, they've hired me and a couple other people, but they have just laid off all these LPNs.
Ew. Okay.
So
that sucks.
It's like they're doing both at the same time. They're hiring and they're firing, or whatever term they want to use for the firing. They're not in a full press hiring mode, but they're not in a full press I'm laying off mode. I think the term they like to use is they are restructuring.
So, in the bad economy, healthcare seems to be one of the at least it's not dying like manufacturing is right now.
I think that depends on where you're at.
Well, let's put it this way. They just opened a hospital today.
Yes, I did. Saw that.
13 miles away from our house.
And I saw my friend post that she's kind of nervous about today. She's one of the people there
that just got hired on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big controversy just in and of itself being built. But they technically opened today.
Mm-hmm.
So that will put another hospital in our area of the county.
It puts a third healthcare system in play in the county.
In the county, where you used to have two.
Two.
And one dealt with the eastern part of the county, and the other dealt with the western part of the county.
Pretty much.
And now you have a third dealing with both.
Correct.
Eastern and western part of the county.
More western.
Well,
if you're talking county, because the rest of the newcomer, most of their stuff is in the other county.
Oh, they're going, so their market is western, Waukesha County, and west.
The new one?
The new one.
No. Take a step back, Dale.
Okay.
Because I'm not naming names. The new place.
Mm-hmm.
They are based primarily out of Milwaukee County.
Yes.
They have no facility till today in Waukesha County.
What about 164? And
that's not a hospital.
Okay. They have no hospital until today in Waukesha. Correct. Now they have one in Waukesha.
They may have clinics and stuff within the area, but this is their first hospital within the county. The other two healthcare systems, the first one I'm thinking of, my former employer, has one hospital in this county. Most of their stuff, as is in the newcomer, is based out of Milwaukee County.
Mm-hmm.
My present employer, the third healthcare system, is primarily and almost solely based within this county.
Mm-hmm.
They're not leaving.
No.
They will be a mainstay in this county till kingdom come. They have two rock-solid hospitals. one of which is, I got to think of what level we are.
You said level two, right?
I think we are still considered a level two, but we've primarily functioned as a level three hospital.
Okay.
There are, the next level past level three would be a trauma center. Will we ever become a trauma center? I think the possibility is there based on the way this area is growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just common nurse gut feeling here. We're not going anywhere. The other two, I think, are going to have to duke it out. Who's going to stay?
Ah.
And we'll find out in the next weeks here how this new hospital is going to affect what comes through our doors, what comes through their doors. And I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Do I think they should have built this other hospital? No.
No. And what's interesting was that the hospital, which I guess is only part of it's opening today, right? Not the whole shebang.
Whole shebang is open today. Several weeks ago, parts of the clinic opened.
Okay. But it was built almost a year ago. And they've delayed the opening by about at least 6 months, if not longer.
Yes. I don't know the specific reasons behind that. I don't know if it was stuff on their end or if it was stuff on the... I mean, they may have built the shell. I don't know how far they were in
right.
furnishing it, so to speak. But they also had to train. They had no previous workforce for that place. So, you know, my former coworkers, friends that are there have spent the last 3 to 6 months training and learning that new system's setup.
Okay. So, anyway, we got off.
You got us off on a tangent.
Sorry. We're back. I'll have to somehow edit that. The thing stopped recording.
Audacity stopped recording.
No.
Go figure.
Well, I guess it's telling us that we need to take a break.
Okay.
And then this song I found out there on the net. It's the CTV, Canadian TV theme song for the Winter Olympics that just occurred. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can play that and then talk about the Winter Games. Our experience of that from here. It's Nika Yanofsky, and I Believe on the BadgerCast.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will me to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me. You and I believe.
Was Nikki Yanofsky, and I believe, and that's you can find that on iTunes. I would definitely go out and get it.
Can't you say you believe in me?
Dang it, again.
You're having production problems here.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Yes.
Olympics, what do you think?
Damn good hockey game. Sorry we lost.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we converted a new hockey fan.
Ben?
Ben. He's like, I think I'll watch hockey now.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. He picked up on that really fast.
Yes. Yes, awesome game on last Sunday and also yesterday.
Yes.
And it's just, I think the only disappointment, and it was, Ben also asked me as I was walking in and out, kind of half watching the game, coming back to watch it after being out of the room. He's like, "Do they play the whole 20 minutes?" I was like, "I think so." And it's a sudden death.
Sudden death.
And then when,
hence the word sudden death.
I know, but he asked me when I wasn't really thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah, I think they played the whole 20 minutes. And it's like, they scored it. And then it's like, how come they won? It's like, oh, I guess they don't play the whole 20 minutes.
Do we need to have remedial hockey training by mom again?
Probably.
Hmm.
Well, no, actually, we should ask for a hockey in service from somebody in Canada. John, Lorna, whomever.
What, I don't know the game enough for you?
No, but it's an authentic
hockey. Oh, go stuff a sock in it. Who was the one who taught you the game of hockey?
You did.
Enough said.
All right. What else did you like about the Olympics?
Well, considering I worked most of it, hockey, because I didn't see much else. I take that back. The only other thing that I saw consistently was the first part with the snowboarding.
Okay.
And watching, I can't think of his name right now. U.S. Gold.
Sean White.
Yeah.
That was an awesome performance.
He's amazing what he can do.
Yeah.
All of them were, but specifically his last run that he didn't have to take.
Yes. That was just spectacular.
And I kind of got a little pissed off at the people that I heard talking about it, saying that the only reason he won was because of that last run. I'm like, you didn't watch it, did you? And they're like, no. I said, because he won before he took that run.
Right.
And they're like,
He did, but he did get higher points for the last run. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Correct.
Yeah.
But everybody that I've come across that hadn't sat and watched it because of whatever announcer that was thinks he won based on that last trick he threw in. But no, he won it even before that. And I think that's a disservice to everybody else.
Well, I got a few more since I had a little bit more time to watch.
Imagine.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Bobsledding. The U.S. finally won gold in the four-man bobsled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome because their pilot is a big guy. You imagine, bobsledders being, really muscular, thin guys that can fit into bobsled and go real fast.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had to be about 250.
Oh, I saw him on.
Yeah.
I was at work, and I'm like, it looks a little awful to be scrunched into that,
that suit.
And I'm like,
but it gives us hope for us fat guys.
It just portrayed a wrong picture of athletic, being at your peak of athleticism. Mm.
Well, speaking of being at the peak of athleticism, mm-hmm. the curling teams. That was an interesting sport.
I didn't get to see any of the curling.
Okay. The men's, Canadian men's won the curling. And I don't remember if the Canadian women won or not. But there's a big to-do about the hot women of curling.
Hot women of curling, huh?
Yeah. I think the Danish team.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this before. They had the kind of the red top and mini skirts.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very pretty. So there was, I guess there is the hot women of curling calendar out there somewhere. I don't know where, but I heard about it. So what else? We talked about the opening ceremonies last time.
Okay.
But and I know you missed the closing ceremonies.
I saw like the first 5 minutes, and then the night was a blur.
Okay, I was really impressed by the way that the they made fun of the fact that the one arm didn't go up.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah.
I think the comment I made in the first 5 minutes that I saw was that it was all up.
Yeah. Well, they had a guy come out and kind of a mime fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the gal who was supposed to light it in the opening ceremonies come back and relight the torch from the inside. And then they had really great closing ceremonies. And after the torch was extinguished, mm-hmm. and they brought it back down, they did a lot of celebrating Canadian heritage,
mm-hmm.
and kind of tongue-in-cheek. They had William Shatner do a bit. And
I'm rolling my eyes.
Catherine O'Hara about how polite Canadians are. And Michael J. Fox, who kind of brought the house down.
I'm hearing Twitter posts and Facebook posts about this, and I've yet to see it, so.
And we didn't have a DVR, so.
No, we don't own one, do we?
No, we don't. But I think it probably is on the web somewhere, so you may want
to
check that out.
YouTube it.
Yep, there you go. So, basically, I was just really impressed by the games and also by the city of Vancouver, from what I've seen.
Hence the reason we picked to go there?
Yes. So, looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's next?
I don't know what's next.
Well, we're getting pretty long, actually.
Because you got me on a tangent.
That's okay. That's good tangents.
Are we supposed to include in this installment of BadgerCast Crystal's request?
And what is that?
You said something about how people have been meeting. Or is that a separate?
Well, what I can do, we'll do that after.
Okay.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll put in this segment about the Olympics and the one we talk about later.
Okay.
All right. So a quick Cheesehead Spotlight.
Okay.
Coming between now and June 6th, 2010.
Yes.
The Milwaukee Public Museum will be hosting the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Ancient Bible Artifacts, Timeless Treasures. It will be a whole big exhibit on the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put a link out there to the Milwaukee Public Museum. I haven't gone there yet, but it's something we should probably take the kids to before it goes away.
Because Dad really wants to go.
Well, because, yeah, Dad really wants to see what the Qumran scrolls looked like. I don't know if they'll have any of the actual scrolls, because those are treasures of Egypt, I believe. But but I think they do have facsimiles.
Your philosophy and theology side is showing.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So, have you read anything?
Yes, I've read lots of things, but nothing new.
Nothing new. Okay.
No, I'm waiting. I'm on the list at the library.
Okay. So we will skip that. Anything else?
I have to skip. No, I have. I've come across stuff in my quest for travel plans here that you need to answer when we're done here. But you know.
All right.
Nothing for the show.
Okay. Well, then, we have one voicemail.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Barely or Charlie?
No.
No?
Neither?
Neither?
Neither.
They disappoint me.
Oh, well, that's okay. They can always call us back.
No, that's not okay.
They can always call us back.
They will.
Yeah.
They're being chastised right now.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll have to listen to us to be chastised if they're behind, right?
They listen.
Okay.
I know they do.
All right. Well, anytime you guys want to call.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's Crystal's call. Maybe.
Somewhere in the ether?
Somewhere.
Hey, Dale and Julie. It's Crystal. I just want to say it was really nice to hear some positive feedback about the opening ceremonies outside of the country. So thank you for that. And I had to chuckle because I had the same conversation with regards to Katie Lang and my daughter, as you did with your son. But we did go to the alternative lifestyle conversation because she was very fixated on the fact that she couldn't believe that that was really a girl and not a boy. And we had the conversation with her. So make sure that your boy's filled in because he may get an education when he's here. Good day. Great hearing the show, and we'll talk to you soon. Dale, sorry to hear about your job, but I know you will bounce back very quickly, and just make sure that you get a new job based on the fact that you can come to Canada. All right? We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal. So, yeah, I'll have to talk to him about alternative lifestyles.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be there.
Yeah, I suppose if it doesn't have to do with basketball, football, or hockey, or hats.
He probably doesn't want to know.
He probably doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
But we'll have that discussion before we get up to Canada. So, if you'd like to get in touch with us, like Crystal did, it's the wrong one.
It's the wrong one.
Yeah. You can call the BadgerCast voicemail at 262-649-8550 or leave an email message at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Or you can
contact us at thephilosophyguy@gmail.com.
And thephilosophyguyshow@gmail.com.
Oh, sorry. Or donttickleme@gmail.com. Or you can get us at Skype or Twitter or Facebook.
Yes, or LinkedIn if you know my name. But for LinkedIn, I'm pretty much only going to accept you if I have a business relationship with you. So that's it. And,
you have a song for going out?
We'll just use our normal outro. So,
okay.
Until next time.
It's Julie.
And Dale. Say bye.
there's a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I'd do.